B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Okay, important things first here as we begin the fourth and final hour. Someone sent me a picture of what it looks like on the box of popsicles. Target brand, I believe. It says assorted pops.
Yeah, they're pops.
Lime, orange, grape, and cherry ice pops.
Rocket pops.
That's what it says on the box. Assorted pops.
What's a big one? The big bomber?
That's what it says.
You want some more brand names that you didn't know were brand
names? One or two, if you don't mind.
Plexiglass.
Okay.
Formica.
What about Post-it?
Post-it. Whiteout.
Whiteout. Brand name.
Styrofoam.
Nice.
I would not have known that was a brand name.
Trademark of the Dow Chemical Company.
But
interns, Sharpie. It's
a marker. Everyone knows that.
A Sharpie is a Sharpie. I would not call just any marker a Sharpie.
That's right.
What's that insulation? A Pink Panther stuff. What's the name of that?
Insulation?
It's like a... I hate when we do this.
Do we do this often?
No, but I've been thinking
about
it
all
day.
I don't think we've ever done this.
I want to be driving home and I'm going to see a sign on a billboard. Like, there's one.
So Philadelphia, after finding out that Kate Smith had a bunch of racist songs back in the day.
Two that we know of. I mean,
they're pretty bad.
Now, to her credit, they were horribly racist.
They were horribly written. They're probably not written by her, but...
Kate Smith's statue gets ripped out of the ground in Philadelphia. They covered her up last week, and now they've completely just removed it. It's gone. Never to be seen again. Kate Smith, out in Philly. So, a question I have that I don't think enough people have asked. And yes, there is a history of Kate Smith being considered a good luck charm in Flyers history, having sung the song live before a Stanley Cup game in the 70s. That's how it all sort of started when they used her song and have since used it in other ways, including a duet with someone singing live in the arena. Whatever. It goes on and on and on. She's considered a good luck charm for that song in Philly. Is it me or does Philly have the worst statues going? Why did they have a statue of this woman to begin with?
They got a statue of a man that doesn't even exist.
They came Rocky. Yeah, exactly. That's my thought on this. They're famous statues that I know of.
Where's
right
Dr.
away.
J's statue?
I think they have one. I think there is one outside the arena.
There isn't.
But, okay, he's deserving of it.
Yes.
But why did you give a statue to this woman in the first place? What was the thought process when they decided to give Kate Smith a statue? Not only that, Rocky, he's a fictional character. And you guys have a statue of him.
And I love Rocky.
You've got statues of fictional characters and people who sung the anthem.
I think Rocky 2 and 3.
Not even the anthem.
Rocky 2 and 3 were the two best Rockies. Rocky 1 was all right.
I think Philly's got bad statues.
They do.
I think they've got a bad statue problem there.
Good sports city, too, right?
I mean, think of this town. What do we have for statues? We have Red sitting on the bench over in Faneuil Hall.
Bobby Orr.
You've got Bobby Orr.
Bill Russell.
You've got the Bill Russell one that's in now.
Took long enough to get that one in.
Yeah, you've got Ted Williams, Bobby Doerr, Johnny Pesky, and Dom DiMaggio, right?
Right.
All outside of Fenway. There's a Yaz one there, too, I believe.
There's the red one on the bench.
Yaz, Williams, right? You've got sort of these
Red Arbuck on the bench.
Yeah, I just said Red on the bench.
I didn't know that.
You've got Red, you've got Bill Russell, you got Bobby Orr, you got Ted Williams. Patriots don't have any statues that I'm aware of, but we will build one for Brady someday.
Yep. Brady and Kraft will
And then they're down there building statues of Rocky and Kate Smith.
Well, there's more.
I think that's a Philly problem.
Looking at a list of Philadelphia statues right now, they've got one of Billy, which is a billy goat. They've got one
no,
of...
No, they don't.
Yeah, probably
What is the story there?
Eats all the trash. Eats all the trash in the city.
It's at Rittenhouse Square. You can go see a bronze sculpture with a stone base of Billy. It's a billy goat. They got one of... it's called Duck Girl.
Duck Girl, the fans are throwing snowballs at Santa.
In the middle of a fountain there. They got Benjamin Franklin. It's a nice statue.
We even got the little ducklings in the park. Little statues.
They have one called the Ideal Scout. It's of a Boy Scout. It's a bronze statue.
Last season outside the, what's it called, Lincoln Financial Field?
Yeah, yes. Link.
Last year, they Bud Light paid for a statue, a bronze statue of Nick Foles and Doug Peterson.
Jesus.
And it's Foles to the sideline with Peterson with the play sheet in his hand. It's all bronze. They had it made, sculpted, and it was You Want Philly Philly is the name of it.
And it's to go along with
Foles
that.
Dilly, going Dilly. To get the Philly Philly call to go with Dilly Dilly. Dilly and they Dilly. Put up a bronze statue outside the field where they said it will remain for at least one season. They have a statue of that already.
That'll drive Jim Murray crazy.
Philly, why did you have this to begin with? Why did you build a statue of this woman? You have bad statues there. Your statues suck. That's why you're in this spot. Having to tear down the statue. I like how the concrete base is still there. It's so sad. Empty concrete base
where Kate Smith once stood.
617-779-0985. Pete's in Delaware. Celtics. What do you got, Pete?
Hey, guys. Couple things. First of all, if they're going to beat Milwaukee, they're going to have to get out of the bad habit of turning over the ball. They were not good in that category with the Pacers. And as you guys know, Milwaukee will make them pay for that. They play good defense, good transition. And the other thing is, clutch time, please, Brad, make sure that Kyrie has the ball in the clutch. Make sure everything goes through Kyrie. Don't design plays for anyone else. Let it go through Kyrie. That's all I got today.
I would agree with most of what you said. I also am rooting for that series to get extended, as all of us should be, for that Bucks series to go long. I would prefer that be the case. So we'll see what... we'll see what happens here going forward, but I think if you're the Celtics and you've looked at that first series that you just played, the turnovers are a big problem. Pete's right about that. What was it, game one? They had 20 turnovers with 20 in game one?
Like 35% from the field with 20 turnovers. Oh. They still managed to win by 10.
God.
Whatever the combination was of field goal percentage and turnovers, I think only... like three teams have had numbers that bad in like NBA playoff history and still managed to win. It was pretty horrific. Yesterday was a good game. Yesterday I enjoyed watching that game. The other ones in the series, not so much.
The fact that they closed in all these games, though, does mean something. Dimitri in Virginia. Hi, Dimitri.
What's up, Zoe? What's up, Tito?
Hey, Dimitri.
Hi.
So, listen, I got to call back now because last week we talked and I mentioned, you know, Jaylen Brown having a good game in game two. And, Beal, you jumped on my neck that I didn't mention Kyrie Irving right off the bat. And, listen, I'm going to keep that up again because I got to tell you, yesterday the most impressive thing was Gordon Hayward. Well, pump fake up at the three-point line and then get into the hoop with that dunk was the first time I've seen him do that in 2 years. That was unreal. And seeing that as a big sign going forward, I'm telling you, I'm pumped. Kyrie's playing great. That's great. But Felger mentioned it last week, too. He said, listen, IT did this once before, right? Twice before.
Yeah.
We had postseasons where point guards have stepped up. But I want to see the supporting cast get up there and have a different guy every night be able to go off for 20, 25, go 8 of 8 from the field like Jaylen Brown did. That's a money move.
I don't think we've spent enough time talking about Gordon Hayward today, as Dimitri brought up.
I'm with him on that.
He was a big part of this series.
I thought he stood out. I thought he was really good yesterday.
Starting to look like himself
again.
Looks
like a different guy. Like, give me that for the next 3-4 years. Yes. Signed him up.
Well, he signed up. You don't have to worry about that.
I know, but everybody's like driving to the airport a month ago.
Yeah, I wonder how his wife feels about current, you know, minutes and getting the ball and his contributions.
Yeah. They get to go with him on a plane. That's kind of cool.
They do?
I saw him boarding the plane.
All right.
The Celtics put out a ton of pictures, and Gordon was carrying his kid. She had her little backpack.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Do they go on the plane, or are they just, like, carrying them, like, saying goodbye?
No, they're going on that. So you got clearance to go on a Delta tarmac here. They're going on a big boy. Yep. They probably take their whole family. Probably playoffs. They ramp it up. Say, hey, bring 5 people if you want.
Well, it is Indiana. It's going home.
Yeah. I mean, you're $30 million a year. You could... private chat, just back and forth. But I think the Celtics opened that up to them. That's the way I read into it. So Kyrie's carrying his Nat Geo book so everybody could see it.
That's still bothering you that he was carrying the Atlas around.
It's like LeBron was reading. What was he reading? The Godfather? Locker room? Stretching?
So, yeah, that was one of the books he read.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just you're getting ready to get in game mode, man.
More of your calls and also some more Red Sox thoughts from the weekend as they get a sweep of the Tampa Bay Rays. That's on the way next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Michael Chavis called up over the weekend for the Red Sox, making his major league debut. Had Dan Roach in tears, according to his Twitter account. He saw the photos of Chavis with his family after making his MLB debut. You know what I think this should probably serve as? This should hopefully serve as a way to light a fire under Rafael Devers. Because Chavis, I know that he's been brought up. We talked about how he played 5 games at second base, blah, blah, blah. He's a third baseman. And so in a system where the Red Sox are pretty thin, that would be their minor league system, this is one of the guys who's actually supposed to be pretty decent. Which means if he's good, and really he's a third baseman, not a second baseman, then this should serve as a reminder that to Devers, your job is not guaranteed here, bud.
I'm with you on that, man.
Your job is not guaranteed, which
I mean,
means
if you're going to do this with the Swihart thing, right? Oh, we're going to give him a quick little glimpse here, and things aren't working out. Let's get rid of him. No. How about guys that come up and actually play well? You know, they get rewarded.
Well, I just think that it should be sort of the idea should be planted that you're expendable. That you've got someone underneath you that is motivated and someone who's obviously trying to break in and last. And so I just think, I don't know, I think that should maybe help Devers a little bit. Chavis is rated number 2 in the Red Sox minor league system. I know their minor league system is not strong, but obviously this is one of the bright spots. He got to start hitting, and most importantly, he has to start hitting for power. That's what he needs to do. He hasn't got a home run yet. I mean, Hardy, you know that all too well. He hasn't jacked it even once.
Yeah, I know. He will.
You say that, but I mean, there's no way to guarantee that.
Of course, there's no way of guaranteeing it, but it's a long season, Beadle. Don't get cocky.
Okay.
It's unseemly.
He's batting 263 after a year in which he batted 240. Last year, he had 21 home runs, and to this point, he doesn't have a single one. So, on base of 356 at this point. Okay? Get it going. Let this be the motivation. Light that fire. For Rafi Devers. Chavis should be that guy. That's what I think. Let's go back to your calls. Kevin is in Holden today. What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, Beatles. Oh, Hardy. I'm calling with Kate Smith. You wonder why they put a statue of her up in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
She's originally, I believe, a native Philadelphian, and she, during World War II, sang God Bless America and raised gazillions for the war effort and selling war bonds.
That's not why they gave her a statue, though. They gave her a statue at the arena because she was a good luck charm for the Flyers.
Well, but originally that's how she was brought in to sing for the Flyers, is because she had sung, you know, God Bless America for so many years and raised the war bond money.
Kate Smith, born in Greenville, Virginia, grew up in Washington, D.C.
Of those places, Philadelphia?
The high school. Kind of. High school.
The Northeast Regional train runs through both.
Got herself on the bill at Keith's Theater in Boston as a singer. I'm looking for some Philadelphia connection.
The clang, what year clang, was clang that? Went the trolley.
What year
lady.
Was that?
Where she had the big role at Keith's Theater in Boston?
Yeah, Keith's in Boston.
Is that by Ben's?
It was called Honeymoon Lane. And it opened in Atlantic City, New Jersey, 1926. And then it moved to Broadway. So I don't know. We'll call it 26.
What was the name of that? Keith's?
Keith's.
Keith's.
It was weird. They spelled Keith with three K's, too. Strange how they had a different spelling than what you'd normally see. And she was top billing.
Oh, right on
the marquee. Right on the marquee. Come on in, see Kate Smith. Ken is in the car on the ice at the Garden. Hi, Ken.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Ken?
What's up? Yeah, so you guys talk about Rask. He definitely needs cold ice surface. I mean, once the ice starts getting soft, you can't push off. You can't slide around like you normally do. And his style of play, he definitely needs that because he's a butterfly goalie. With that positioning, if he can't dig into that ice, then he's screwed.
Yeah, there's no way. I mean, Ken, wouldn't that be true for every goalie?
Pretty much,
even regardless of style, every goalie's going to want good ice.
Right. You need to have that push. You need to have that push when you're sliding around and everything. But he's really not that athletic. So if he's not that athletic, he can't bounce around. So, I mean,
okay.
He needs to really depend on his angles.
All right. One more call on the ice there. Get that ice right. Tommy in Rhode Island on the Bruins. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Tommy, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm a big fan.
Hey.
Hey, listen, I want to talk about Chara giving up the puck every time he's in his own end.
Okay, do it. Go ahead.
I just think that he gives up the puck too much on his own end. Every time he gets the puck, he gives it up. I'm just getting so frustrated with Chara. I just think he sucks.
I feel like that's a little strong, but I don't think he's had
it's a strong take.
He certainly is far from having his best series in this series.
I mean, moving forward too, signing the extension he did, it's good money for the type of production and wear and tear you have on
the guy.
I just
think you got to adjust what the expectations are for him.
He's not the same guy 5 years ago, but he needs help. Yeah, Kevin Miller's not there. I mean, it is what it is right now. You take it for what it is. Not falling down all over his face. He doesn't lose it every damn time. If you're going to have a quicker athletic team, and you look at this team on paper, the amount of offensive guys they have and how they match up in that back end, they're pretty damn good.
Pete is in the car. He wanted to talk about Chara, too. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. That guy stole my thunder. It was a great triple header yesterday. And, again, what that one guy just said, Chara kept on giving up, and he also looked like he was lost. On that end, what do you guys think?
He looked tired. He looked tired at times, and now it is that point. And I heard the broadcast talking about this prior to it. That at some point we're going to hear that this player, that player, the other player are dealing with some sort of an injury that nobody knew about. We do that at the end of every hockey season, right? Look at the stuff Bergeron's had to go through over the years. Everybody's expectation of the players are to be at their peak right now are 90, 95%. This guy might be operating at 80%, have something we don't know about. So I don't know. He's a tough SOB at his age, his training, and what he does to be out there. He did look gas at the end of that game, and I think that team at times does run circles around.
I don't know if he's hurt, though, because he played well in game 4 of this series, another Bruins win when they were chasing.
Say he's hurt, but say you got an issue, something's bugging you. Some days you feel better than others. This is sore today, or maybe it's not so sore today. I don't know. Oh, he's out there busting his ass.
Joe and Revere, Joe. Not there. Okay, wow. Kevin and Sterling. Hi, Kevin.
Hey. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
What's up?
All right. Hey, I'm originally from just outside Toronto, so I moved here 25 years ago. So nice. I'm still a Toronto fan. I just can't give up the – it's funny. You just can't give up. But you know what? I would take – I wasn't going to talk about this, but I would take Chara in a trade tonight and have him play for Toronto tomorrow. That is crazy. The guy, he hasn't played very good. But, man, he's probably the best, other than maybe O'Reilly on Toronto and Muslin, probably the third, best defenseman out there for the. So I just don't understand that. But anyways, I just want to give you a quick background. Toronto, the hockey in Canada, and you guys don't realize it, but when you live there, man, you're born within your blood. You just can't get over it. You play table hockey, street hockey, road hockey, ball hockey, you name it. It's just hockey, hockey, hockey.
And hockey, hockey, wins.
Hockey.
Yeah.
A lot of different types of hockey.
What's up with that square and all your
air
fans
hockey.
Standing around it?
And?
Hey, let's go stand in
Did
some
ever
square
no.
and stare at a jumbotron.
We just really love hockey. Oh, do you?
Hockey,
we love hockey.
In Canada?
Kind of hockey.
I didn't know.
Like some pocket hockey?
Floor hockey, all street right. hockey.
Uh-huh. 8-ball corner pocket hockey.
By the way, watching
pond hockey,
watching Chara push Ennison Matthews around
lake hockey
in that Maple Leaf series is enough to make me want him out there. Nobody wanted any piece of Chara. Not that they ever do during the regular season.
Roller hockey.
Yeah. But no, even when Kadri.
But back to,
Same when Kadri took the breast down. Who's the guy over there laying on top of him? And he's pulling Char down on him like, don't let me up. I don't want to fight this bastard.
Stop it. Yeah, keep that guy. Of course you want him out there. He doesn't look like other defensemen. He doesn't look like Krug.
Field hockey.
Parking lot hockey. Ball hockey.
Bubble hockey.
Fish hockey.
Bubble hockey. Arcade hockey.
Arcade hockey. I take the Russians. Xbox hockey. You take the Americans.
Yeah, like all kinds of hockey. That's all we do.
I used to love that game when I was a kid, the hockey game with the bubble.
Make moments. By the way, we need to be on the lookout for anything Mike Babcock says today or tomorrow pregame, okay?
Yeah. Whatever you do, don't bring tennis balls to the game. They don't want you throwing those on the ice. If you get a 3-goal lead.
Just love hockey.
Yeah.
Just love it. Hockey. We want to... wish somebody well.
Yes.
Coming up next, we're going to get to Hardy's headlines. We'll be right back. We got one more segment of your calls as well. Don't go anywhere.
Miss something?
You got to wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Zolak and Bertrand, 136. Make sure you download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app and go to 98.5thesportshub.com. Get all the latest coverage on the Bruins series, the Celtics going into round two, and also the draft, which is coming up later in the week. A lot of draft coverage already up at 98.5thesportshub.com. And don't forget, that's where you can stream us. Get the app. Do it now.
12 picks! They got 12 picks.
Yeah, and there's actually a report that is out there about the Patriots, which we will get to in a couple of minutes. But first, we want to get to this. This audio was posted earlier today on the Twitter account of one Mr. Gary Tangway.
Hey, guys. Big sports news day here in New England as the Bruins survive. The Red Sox seem to be turning it around, and the Celtics are thriving. But I wanted to share some personal news of my own with you that I've been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So my appearance is going to be changing. I have the hat on now because my hair is almost all gone. So the next time I'll be on TV, it will be completely gone. So I just wanted to give you a little warning on that. I'm under great care at Brigham and Women's and also Dana-Farber. And my cancer is treatable. So I consider myself to be very, very lucky. And I look forward to hearing your thoughts and critiques. And I'm sure you won't let up about my cockamamie predictions on Twitter. So thanks again, guys, and hopefully our teams will keep it going.
That was from earlier today. That's obviously some heavy stuff from Gary Tangway. Not what we're used to hearing from Gare Bear. So obviously we just wanted to wish him well as he begins his fight against this to undergo treatment. As he mentioned, he's got great care at both Brigham and Women's and Dana-Farber, as he mentioned. Yep. That sucks. You never like to hear that.
I had to go back and rewatch it three times to make sure it wasn't a spoof. You know, because sometimes you see something like, wait a minute, no, can't be. Not Gary. I just saw Gary. I even told my man, you look great. I look like an idiot.
That was what? A week ago.
Less than a week. And I thought he did. And I thought, you know, hey, everybody knows what I think of Gary. I've worked with Gary here. I've worked with Gary in a million other things, doing the games. And, Jesus, wish Gary nothing but the best. All right, text him, we'll call him after the show. But, man, we love Gary.
And, yes, we takes, do.
Take stupid, yes.
Oh, absolutely moronic. Horrid. The worst.
We need him worst back. Takes. We need him back for this stretch run. Man.
Can't lose that.
Let's get Gary healthy as hell.
I need Gary there every day with his horrible, horrible takes.
Patriots aren't going to Super Bowl. Deal with it, people.
I need him there every day pounding on the table telling us Anthony Davis is coming to Boston.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
So, Gary, good luck. You know we're with you. Wish you well.
Love you, buddy.
And, you know, Godspeed. He's going to be on TV later today. As far as I know.
Of course he is.
I'm going to be on with him starting at 6 o'clock, so he's still going to be there.
I don't know how bad his gas is going to be now.
Oof. Oh, it's going to be brutal.
Man, he drops those airplanes.
I like how Jim texted him and said, bald is beautiful, buddy. Bald is beautiful.
Well, I mean, As soon as I text,
we have already started ripping him. I'm like, you dropped this on Twitter out of nowhere.
That's scary.
Twitter. Well, this is how you choose to deliver this news.
Gary wants to be an actor.
Yeah. I told him. I said, upset of the century wasn't ass cancer, because that would have just, you know, explained away
a lot
so
of things
much of the emanations that have come out of your rump over the years. But
that's how you know we're real friends.
That's right. Because it was what, second text you started giving him a hard time?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we all did the first nice
right one,
mm-hmm, and then you start giving him a hard time.
Yep.
Get well soon, buddy.
That's right, Bob.
So his appearance is going to change. He's going to lose that gorgeous hair of his.
Oh, it's going to look better.
Oh, we're going to have fun with that. Yeah. I think we're going to rip.
We love you, bud. Good luck.
All right. So we definitely wanted to just make that known and say that for Gary. The report about the Patriots is that the Patriots like Will Greer so much. Can you read it exactly as it's written there, if you don't mind, Jim?
Yeah, from Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com.
Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com is the guy you want to follow. He's on Twitter, at Tony Pauline, Pauline.
He says, in all honesty, I'm late to the party on Greer. Despite listing him as a riser in week 5, I was informed he's rising up draft boards weeks ago, and I struggle to believe it. But, as they say, where there's smoke, there's fire. Where could he land? As early as late round 1, no later than middle of round 2. Mm-hmm. Who could draft him? The New England Patriots have shown a ton of interest and could draft him as the first round closes out.
32.
The Giants also like him. And the Panthers have had an infatuation with Greer and will consider him in the second round. The
Giants got number 6 and 17.
Says,
that's where they panic.
He says, take everything you hear during draft week with a grain of salt, with a large grain of salt, of course, but this one feels very much like a realistic possibility.
And even if
Will Greer to the Patriots at the end of the first round.
You got 12 picks. Wow. Even if you don't want the guy and they internally know they don't want him, them showing the interest to it, and this is the perfect spot if that team panics. Say the Giants.
I've already said it so.
The Giants at 6-7 go defense. They miss out on Haskins. And those other guys are off the board, and Will Greer's sitting there. It's teams like that where the Patriots are going to pounce, take advantage of it, and say, come on, trade up. You want Will Greer?
If they go and get Will Greer in the first couple of rounds, that is Bill sending his message. I got my guy again. And if he works out the way the last guy did, Jimmy G, I'm not trading Jimmy G a second time. Pack your bags, Brady.
People like to tailgate here. They hear this cranking out in the parking lots.
By the way, if that's how it plays out, and that's how I think it will, if they draft him right now, I hate it.
I think I need this.
I'm with Jim Murray on this. We are Team Brady. You ride him until the very end. I mean, every last drop.
TB12. I got my TB12 ass in the car.
TB12 for life.
But I need.
If they take him in the first round, that means they think
he's
less of next year's draft class than most people probably.
Yes. Well, there's really only 2 guys in that one.
Or they think.
Well, there's 3. Oregon's got the kid Herbert from.
But they're supposedly top 5 picks.
Or, Jim,
like a year ago.
They think less of their quarterback at age 44's ability than the rest of us do.
No, you have to think of the future.
You have to think of my world.
Well, I wanted to think of it last year.
Brady's playing until he's 45. Yeah. Why think about the future? He's here until he's 45.
What am I supposed to do?
That is the future.
What am I supposed to do?
So this guy sits on the bench for 3 or 4 years. And then you
roll
him out.
For 4 more years. Right, we're drafted for 4 years from now because the team doesn't have needs currently?
Oh, no. You'd rather throw a green rookie out there 4 years from now?
Who says he would be green? If you drafted him 3 years from now, if you draft a first-round quarterback and you don't play him in the first year, I mean, how many years is it required that you have to develop a guy behind your starter for him to be good?
Hey, Jimmy!
It's like, what? A guy's never stepped in year 1 or 2 and been good?
Are you guys
Brady doing, was year 2.
You guys doing big board quarterbacks? What day? Felgram has big board. They got some big things in
when's
store.
Quarterbacks?
When's
do we get to the QBs? Tuesday?
Thursday.
Day of draft. Thursday, day of the draft. Saving it for then.
Thursday is the QBs on the big board.
We're watching Raw tonight, and then we're going to go back and rewatch the Felger big board. Hey, they've nailed it, man. I'm not saying anything until I see these big board predictions. They might have something up your sleeve. A little high-tech stuff this year for the big board.
I wonder if this getting out means they're not. There's no chance they take it.
Yes, I think that's the case, but they're letting everybody know, hey, we're in on them at 32. Just in case you panic and miss your guys, you could get back in that first round by giving us more picks.
Oh, and get dropped back into the second round where it's talent rich.
15 picks?
Sure.
We'll have more on the draft ourselves as the week goes on. Zoe, you got the Jiffy Pop for everybody for game 7 tomorrow night. We're all ready for it. You said my kids are going to go crazy.
I just wonder if, like, these are made for, like, Sosi and Reese. Is it for the little guy?
These are not as big as I remember.
You're getting Jiffy screwed, I think.
Is it offensive to gypsies if we say we got Jippy popped? Can you say you got gypped anymore?
Yeah,
I don't know if that's allowed. I mean, you know,
it's offensive.
Consider the thought of the gypsies.
Gypped is offensive.
Well, yeah, it's offensive to gypsies.
I didn't know that was meant to be about gypsies.
Yeah,
I just thought, hey, you got gypped. Hey, you got screwed.
That's more on
that's offensive to the people who have sex.
More,
and it's offensive to the carpenters because they screw. Like, what can you say?
More on Zoe being a play date and entertaining your kids. Jesus. Coming up in today's takeaways. We'll have something for you on that front next.
Chip.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's takeaways that are brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If your doctor recommends to lose weight, well, do what most of the people in the Boston market have done. When you want to hit the weight loss, go to Awaken 180 Weight Loss. 5 locations. Check it out. Awaken180weightloss.com. All right.
To the takeaways we go.
Who's going first? Me, Jim? Yeah.
Go ahead.
You guys think I talk fast sometimes. Sometimes I get in here and I get excited. I want to talk because I got a lot of things to say and you got to get it out fast.
All true.
We had a caller today and I had no clue what he was saying because he was talking so fast.
Tyler's in the car. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up?
How are you doing, man?
Hey, so I work with a bunch of ice rinks around the state and deal with their mechanical equipment. And I think there's a few. You guys made some good points with.
Can you slow down just a little bit?
Okay, so.
Just a little.
That's an actual speed that was not sped up or altered. All right, so I'm working a couple hockey rings, and they got Zamboni's there, and they got the ice equipment there, and I put the ice down, and the ice is cold. Like, whoa.
And
deal
with their mechanical equipment, and I think there's a few. You guys made some good points.
And I think that's how you guys made a few good points. And,
what?
Hockey.
Now, not surprisingly, we got a fair number of ice expert calls today.
Yes, we did.
I thought we would have got more. I thought we would have had a couple of,
yeah, like, you know, at least 6 that we took.
There's a Brookline Ice and Coal Company truck that I see parked outside of my building every day. And I think it's refrigerated. So maybe the Bruins need to do something with, you know, cooling. I'll hang up and listen to your comments. Like, no. I think they know how to make the ice.
There was one call that dropped off on the line. It was someone who works for an ice company. That did happen. We weren't able to get to that individual.
You ever wonder about those green trucks? You've seen those green
Brookline
trucks.
Ice. They're big time.
Yeah.
They're all over
the
place.
What do they do?
Make ice.
Who buys ice?
The people with the old
bag
fridges.
Of ice.
The people with the old fridges, and they got to get that big ice claw.
Bag of ice.
Pick up that
so
block.
They deliver bags of ice to convenience stores.
Jim's
and
father-in-law.
Yes. Yes, they do. Like font on the front panel of the bag. I've seen it.
Jim's father-in-law, guy with the plug-in snowball. He's got the old ice box, literally an ice box. He brings in big blocks in. That's how they keep their
How do you think they make ice sculptures?
Cold.
They call Brookline Ice.
Okay, well, an ice sculpture is something different. You need
this
a big
is it.
Block
it's a black
of
and
ice.
White front of the bag. Brookline Ice Company. Cocktail ice.
They have a cocktail ice.
Well, they don't make ice sculptures out of cocktail ice.
But you can buy an ice block from an ice company.
All right, ice block is different. Ice block I get.
We used to call the ice company to get a luge. When you're in college, you know, you want to have a luge at your party.
UMass.
You get the ice luge. You drop your shots in there.
Tell you what, you get screwed up a good cocktail with bad ice.
A couple times a year, we do that at UMass.
Oh, my God. What's the name of that movie? A Lady of Chip the Ice.
Tell you what.
We'd all have to.
You know what kind of party you could throw if you tell people you got one of those?
The problem is.
No, I don't.
It attracts all the
people. Because we used to have to chip in to get a 24-pack of Busch Light Draft.
Well, no,
they had one.
So
Busch Light Draft. You bought Busch Light Draft and a 24-pack.
Yeah. We didn't chip in to buy ice luges. Bunch of rich kids up there.
They had
there.
A nice luge at Zoe's fancy party there. His buddy, like their big daddy's party.
It was
in
like
Houston.
25.
Oh, you're right. Oh, you had to put that piece of paper on your mouth because of the sanitation part of it.
Yeah, there was no piece of paper.
Felger had never touched it.
A dental dam.
A couple cocktails. We get Felger to do it.
Judd was rather excitable.
Judd's got out of
on
his
the
panties.
Call. He's upset with the lack of calls, as are the Toronto guys, but here it is from the Boston side yesterday.
Pastrnak, a lead pass ahead to Brusque, left of the net. Knocked down, and he goes crashing into the end boards with Riley, and then he cross-checks him in the head! And we've got it stopped.
He gave him one shot when he was down, and then he cross-checked him in the head. Just, if that's the indication, then they better let it all go.
So apparently after game two of this series, the officials were lectured by the National Hockey League that the standard of officiating wasn't where it needed to be. And DeBrusque is pointing to the Leafs bench. How does that not get called?
Judd's got a little jack in him.
Penalties are off, man. Penalties are off.
Got a little jack in Judd.
Penalties are off. As long as it's both ways, we'll all take it.
How does that not get called?
Because it's the playoffs. That's why.
Just waving off
and you're
icing.
On the road. You're
not waving off
building.
Penalties. No he's penalties. Oh,
you know, only ones I call that puck over the boards.
Oh, it didn't even go over the glass. There wouldn't be any calls at all, Mr. Bones.
Mr. Bones.
Mr.
Bones. Mr. Bones. Also today, again, we mentioned the Jiffy Pop. Zoe said that he would be more than willing to have a play date with my kids, who asked if they could have a play date with Uncle Zoe.
What's up, bud?
They visited on Friday, and they love Zoe, and they love playing games with Zoe.
I got a wake-in on Thursday.
So, swing by and go ahead.
You have a nice day?
So,
run around the yard.
Our buddy Tom in Worcester, who, again, put together the spot for Zoe's doggy daycare, has now put one together for Zoe's play dates. Oh,
from the people who brought you Zoe's Canine Kingdom, it's Zoe's Playdate Emporium. Now you can schedule a fun-filled 10-minute playdate with your favorite easily distracted Boston D-list celebrity, Scott Zolak.
Ooh.
That's right, now any kid from 9 to 99 can hang out with Zoe. Start creating memories today with the following activities like fixing mailboxes, stacking firewood, picking up chewed-up tube socks and radiator hoses, and much, much more. The fun never ends at Zoe's Playdate Emporium. Drop off and pick up the still conveniently located at the Rentham exit sign off 495. And if that's not enough, a delicious hot dog sandwich is included. Schedule your play date today. Zoe can't wait to visit you and then become immediately bored. That's 555-ZONO. Call 555-ZONO. Don't hesitate. Call now. Not responsible for lost children or elderly wanderers.
We have a problem with a price point.
So become
you want to reset the price point?
Instantly bored.
Yeah. Get the price point, $9.99. That's not going
to
happen.
Well, first of all, I think you missed your demographic a little bit. The 4 to 7-year-olds are very much into Zoe. Once you get 9, I think you can base this on your own kids.
Yeah.
They start to get a little bored with you.
Yeah.
About the age of 10.
Then they try to hit you, and then you slap them. Next thing you know, they don't hit you anymore. Yeah.
I think we should bring back the doggy Dave care. You know, Zoe met my puppy, and they hit it off immediately.
They hit it off.
Oh, we got another.
Saw one picture that did sort of sum up the visit.
I should post that one.
People would enjoy that photo.
I'll post that one. Right, it was right before she peed all over.
Why don't you get the dog trained? Stop peeing on people.
You say my dog isn't trained?
No, it is trained. That dog is very trained.
She's getting there.
She'd be horny. She'd probably love Quincy. She'd go right in the bathroom in the water. Just go in the bathroom. Let it all go. Here, kids, go to the beach.
Just go right to the beach. Let it go.
Ay, ay, ay.
That's what everybody else does, so why not?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So today, they begin the Maz and Felger Big Board.
Yeah, Big Board starts
When'd
today.
When'd you come up with that idea?
Many years ago.
How many times has it been right? 200?
It's an impeccable system.
Too many to count.
It's impeccable.
Yeah.
It's on the money.
All right.
In fact, I'm already going to say Thursday, watch out. Will Grier is going to get pegged on that board. They're going to draft him in the first round, and they're going to be pushing Brady out of town by the weekend.
Easy.
I'm telling you, you don't want to admit it, but it's happening. It's happening right in front of our eyes. And it's wrong. We'll just say that. It's wrong.
Ooh.
It's not the way it should
more
be
More of
handled.
This tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do some
tomorrow,
draft
game
tomorrow.
7.
Yeah.
We can mention the draft a little bit. The Celtics won't play for like another month, so we'll have all that going on. Red Sox back in action tonight, too.
Yay.
All right. See you tomorrow. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.